This is Gamercast episode 308, Broken Sword. This is the show recorded on the 27th of August, 2012. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
What are you putting faces at me for?
I was laughing at you, weren't I? You've been silly.
I just did this darn show. I haven't had a chance to be silly yet. So what's happening?
I'm tired. Even though I shouldn't be tired because I've had loads of sleep. Too much sleep. Which is why my game is not finished.
Oh yeah, she's making a game for the London Dare thing, even though it closed yesterday, but
the
isn't
jam
finished.
Finishes
okay,
today.
Jam finished today, but to be honest, she's got 3 hours after we finish this to do it.
Don't say that.
So
yeah, that's why we've got hurry to the show.
Oh, now you want to hurry
yes,
for the show?
Yes, I do. Don't you dare now take really slow time. That didn't even make
it's
sense.
It's time for me to discuss what the
oh,
chat room's talking
come
about.
Come on!
For the news.
Right, so first up, we're going to talk about Eurogamer Expo. This is the thing. Let me just look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay, so there's been loads of Eurogamer Expo news. We keep mentioning it every single show. Because, of course, Kojima was announced, Lord Lang was announced, Grid 2. Now they've announced they're going to have Company of Heroes 2. For the first time, playable.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. There will be Dust 514 playable. Like most of these things, also have what are they called conferences, talks, or whatever. Talks. I'm not sure if Company Heroes has a talk though. But CCP are doing one, I believe. Maybe. Yeah. And then there's also going to be Halo 4 there playable. And someone from 343 Industries, who is Frank O'Connor, is going to be like kicking off the show with the first
what?
Talk.
John Connor's going to be there?
Yes, John Connor.
Quick, let's get him.
And so you'll be able to play Halo 4, of course, multiplayer on the show floor. I'm sure it'll have a massive queue like it did at E3. Then
what's the point? Just wait another month
Bethesda
or two and buy it.
I'll bring along Dishonored and Doom 3 BFG Edition, the dumbed down Doom 3.
Wait, why is it dumbed down again?
You've got a flashlight on.
Oh yeah, you can use a flashlight like, and a gun at the same time.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And so they're playable for the first time for the public in the UK. Also, Criterion is showing off new speed. Most
what's my
wanted,
camera figuring?
And they're also doing a developer session for it on the Friday. I think is that I can't see my show notes. You scroll you down.
That's better, isn't it?
Alright. Yeah. So. What's it called? Eurogame Expo, I forgot what it's called, is happening from
E3?
27th to the 30th of September for anyone who wants to go along.
Are we going to that?
I'm going to it.
Do I have to go to it?
I don't have a ticket for you to go to it. Oh,
thank God for that.
I'm going to it. Charles going to it. I went last year. I enjoyed it.
Eurogamer. Wait a minute. They're a competing website to Gamercast?
Yeah.
We're going to the Gamercast.
We didn't have any games on show at our expo.
We do. We have games that are already out.
Okay, so we just let people play games that they already probably have. Yeah, okay.
Next year, we'll sort this out. Next year, we're going to do it. Charlotte's in charge of it all.
Okay.
80 quid a ticket. We need to make £20,000, at least. What are you clicking on?
Well, I want to move these down.
Yeah, what?
So I can actually read
well,
them.
Well, do you want to have the keyboard?
How about I have a mouse?
Okay. No, my mouse. Okay. Get your mouse. Don't
okay.
Bang around. People are trying to listen.
Well, it means I have to lean forwards now if I want to do a thing. Okay, so I'm Alive is coming to Windows now, I believe, via Steam? Maybe Steam.
My camera's a really stupid colour.
Stupid colour how?
Well, it's always a bit red, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
I
yeah,
need
it is
to
a little
buy
bit red.
Another one.
It looks like you've been out in the sun a little too long.
And the wall's mouldy.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm Alive.
Oh god, it's getting really bad.
Which is, of course, it is getting very bad. It seems to be getting worse.
I'll fix it.
That is quite odd. I'm Alive, which has been available on Xbox Live Arcade since last year.
Sorry.
Was it really last year? Jeez. Nah, it can't have been last year. Was it around winter time? That just looks crazy. And is now coming out on Windows for £11.99. You also get a copy of Bloody Good Time for free if you purchase it. And it's out on September 13th. My sister's birthday. How random. Oh, it's because it's a Tuesday, isn't it? No, wait, is it a Friday? Maybe it's a Friday. Oh, I don't have control. So, yeah, next up in the news, there's going to be a Frozen Synapse Collector's Edition, which I can tell you about. So, the people who made Collector's Edition for Terraria, that just looks really red now.
Terraria?
And
fantastic game.
They did the Limbo Collector's Edition. Well, I'm not sure how much of that they did because it was released in Germany first. Gemini Rube, Dying Rising, blah blah blah. So they're releasing Frozen Synapse in a retail package. You're just enjoying that, aren't you? In a retail package which includes extra stuff. And it'll be the first time you can buy it in retail because it's previously just a digital only game. So in the collection you get a sticker, a postcard, a soundtrack, and an extra Steam gift key, just like how you did with Limbo, and the exclusive red expansion pack.
Oh, red, hence the colour of my cam.
It's now,
I can wear some stupid hats.
September 7th, so you can pre-order it now, or apparently keep an eye on Merge Games, the people who are releasing it, is Facebook page to attempt to win a copy. Yeah, it's not as red now. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Have I got control in here? No, I haven't.
Hey, boy.
Well, that's why I should have the mouse.
The mouse is here. My mouse. I need it to talk to the chat room.
So,
my chat.
Toonami News / Toonami for anyone in America.
Toonami, didn't we talk about this last week?
We mentioned this. Not last week, I think it was the week before. Toonami has been given an official release date for in the UK. Yay! Which is September 5th on PSN. It was a PlayStation game, so it's coming out on PS1 Classics.
What about PS2? Is the PS2 version out yet?
There's no PS2 version. So, yeah, so Toonami's coming out September 5th, which is Wednesday, so you don't have to wait too long, like a week, 2 weeks, and you'll be able to play it also with the PlayStation Vita update, which is coming apparently tomorrow or the day after, which allows you to play PS1 classics on your PlayStation Vita. Toonami is in the update. Whether that's in the update only for in America, or if when Toonami comes out in the UK, that means it will be playable straight away on the Vita, who knows, I would hope so. But as well as that, Monkey Paw Games have announced that their re-releases on PS1 Classics of Alondra, Vanguard Bandits, Arclad, Arclad 2, and Toonami will all be playable on PlayStation Vita. There have been no other official announcements, though, of what other games will be available on PS1 Classics, as Monkey Paw Games, the only people who have really said anything, because they kind of like to have a name for themselves, whereas like most of the other publishers for PS1 games are just the publishers who are just like, push out PS1 game on PSN. So yeah, and that update should go live pretty soon, so I think that's pretty cool. For PES 2013, Pro Evolution Soccer 2013, they are doing a pre-order campaign where select retailers get limited edition metal casing, in other words, it's steel books, I imagine. And yeah, so you can get a pre-order steelbook thingy, however currently only in America through GameStop or EB Games in Canada, but we didn't get it, so I'm sure some people will be unhappy who are Pro Evolution Soccer fans. Next up there's a
Pro Evo, that is the shortened form, not PES.
I just called it Pro Evolution Soccer.
Yeah, but you started by the shortened version. The shortened version is Pro
Evo. Shortened
version
is in the show notes as well. You might want to change that. That's the official title. That's
I don't care what the
have.
Official title
Pez.
Is. Pro Evo.
Pez. Yeah, okay. Pro Evo. Okay.
Back in the olden days when I used to work in Electronics Boutique and we used to spend all day playing on the PS2 pod, we didn't play PES. We played Pro Evo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that about going down? Going down where?
So I can read my show notes.
Well, where's your computer?
Left it downstairs.
What happened?
Stuff running on it. Okay, so next up, this is like a really UK focused thing and kind of like how Rezzed was. Something that's happening down in Brighton called Made in Brighton. It's being part of the Brighton Digital Festival.
Brighton?
So, yes, Brighton. And they're having a conference called Made in Brighton Games Gone Global, which is bringing together Brighton's kind of game development. So they've got a few different people. They've got a guy from Relentless, Big Bit, Boss Alien, and James Mars.
What about Peter Molyneux?
Yeah, from
Where's
Lab.
Peter Molyneux?
Peter Molyneux is not from Brighton.
Made in Guildford.
Yeah.
Or wherever
this
he's based
is called
now.
Made in Brighton, not Made in Peter Molyneux Land, or Made in Surrey, Made in Guildford. It's not that. It's Made in Brighton. Because the Brighton people. That sounds weird. The Brighton people have come up with this conference thing. Well, it's because they have a digital festival going on around the same time, so they thought, let's do a games-focused one. Because they, I mean, Brighton used to have a massive games industry. However, of course, with BlackRock being shut, and NCSoft not really being there.
I like how you whisper, Scrooge.
I'm sure it will be. I'm just trying to find the date on it.
£12 plus VAT.
No, that's not the date.
Relentless Software.
No, let's talk
2010.
About...
Future Lab.
Have I not got a date on it?
No, there's no date. 2011.
This was like the press release for it. I got invited to it. I know on Facebook. Oh. There you go. It's being held in September. Hey, don't. This is a press release.
Really
Stop
funny.
It. Stop being mean. So it's happening in September. You can buy tickets. Through the conference website for £12, which gets you access to the whole conference.
Plus VAT.
And there's 4 talks in total. What?
Oh, Center.
I'm sorry. Persona 4 News, the Golden, or Persona 4 Golden, whatever you want to call it, is coming out shortly in America Land. It's been out in Japan for some time. This is a Vita version of Persona 4, which came out on PS2. Atlas have announced that they're doing a solid gold premium edition, which is limited to 10,000 copies. It costs, I think, maybe $30 more or $20 more than the standard copy. It's $69.99 retail. And what it does is it comes with the game, a hoary hard pouch, which is specialised to be Persona 4 related. Then it's also got a face pull.
Ow.
You're the one that banged your head. It's got a hoary face cover, which means, of course, you can, I guess, put it over the front of your Vita. A protective skin, which then feels like the same thing. And with the skin, you've got 8 matching wallpapers for the skin, so I guess it goes across from your Vita into the wallpaper, so it looks all like it's one thing. And then you also get a set of stickers.
Cool! How about a copy of Age of Empires Online?
So the name for our show, whatever, well, Paul doesn't. Did you ever really play Broken Sword?
No.
I know you like Simon the Sorcerer, but did you ever play Broken Sword?
No, because this is on, like, I never played this stuff, man. And I wouldn't play it now, because it's only on, like, DS.
What? What are you talking about?
Broken
Sword was DOS.
All the recent ones. I'm not going to... How can I play DOS on here?
Scum.
Scum? I wouldn't use Scum. I'd use DOS box.
I think you have to use Scum to play Broken Sword, don't you? Or isn't what you use Scum? Is it you can just run it?
DOS box.
Or is it... Actually, no, you can just copy it to your computer and then play it.
No, this is a 64-bit operating system. It has no 16-bit compatibility in it whatsoever.
Well, to be fair, Broken Sword is all available on Steam as well. Or you can play
the original
version.
And they probably won't work on that either.
What their re-releases in director's cuts, which included brand new cutscenes and talking boxes and stuff like that. That will work on your computer.
No.
The original might not, but... No, I'm sure the original will be fine. The original ones on Windows 7 fine, I'm sure it'll be fine on everything else.
Hello? What? I just said, if the original is 16-bit, it will not run on a 64-bit operating system. There is no WoW on WoW on WoW. Yeah, you can only do WoW once.
There's no what?
Windows on Windows.
Okay. Okay, fine. Whatever. Anyway, so
I have to use DOSBox, like I already said, not Scum. It's annoying using Scum, you use DOSBox.
Scum's easier.
DOSBox is easier, it's just DOS.
No, you didn't grow up with DOS.
CD, shut up.
.exe. I didn't grow up with that. I forget them all the time and then I have to remember what they are. So, Broken Sword is a long-running series, of course, made by Revolution Software, and Mr. Charles Cecil, and...
Cecil.
All these other people. Cecil, isn't it?
Molyneux.
Okay, surname time. Okay, I thought you might have been listening to someone else's name. Willits.
Peter.
Tim Willits.
Tim Willits? Shut up, Tim Willits. Crazy man.
So,
where's my Doom 4 copy?
Revolution have announced that they're making a new Broken Sword game. However, not like, of course, the more recent Broken Sword titles. Not, of course, well, excluding director's cuts, but I mean the 3D ones. So, Broken Sword, the
3D ones, they made that mistake.
Yeah. Of course, they made that mistake. Everyone makes that mistake. Loads of people made that mistake.
Don't. If you just listened to me, I would have said no.
It's time
we've
PS2
learned
they
from
thought,
Lemmings 3D. No! No!
And Bubsy 3D.
Nah!
But yeah, I can understand learning from Lemmings 3D as well. So yeah, Broken Sword, the Serpent's Curse is the new game they're making. It's 2D. The characters have a slight 2.5D-ness to them, similar in look to what Pendulo Studios make. Yep.
How can something be 2.5D?
Because it's not flat. If it was just a flat animating sprite, yeah. But it's not a flat animating sprite. It's...
What's a sprite?
It's... It has a look to it that
Isn't
makes
a
it look 3D.
Like a pixie thing or something?
Oh my god!
What's happening?
Anyway, it's got lovely drawn 3D back. You made me say. Lovely drawn 2D.
Let's
background.
Talk about Lemmings. So,
lovely backgrounds like you'd expect from Broken Sword. It's set in Paris again, like the original, because everyone's favourite is the original. My favourite is the original
Paris.
So
I prefer
back in
Simon and Sorcerer Land
in France, and they're doing crazy stuff.
Calypso Land or whatever the place is called.
What? So they're doing it via a Kickstarter. They spent the last 6 months working on it, and now they need a bit more money towards it. So they've done a Kickstarter. I'm sure it's probably made nearly all the money now. Anyway, it made half the money in the first day. There's a link at the bottom.
They're buying, clicking their link.
And yeah, it's like full on. Old school Broken Sword star game coming out on Windows, Macintosh, iOS, and Android early next year. Scroll off the. Could you go to the side and then go up the top?
What? I don't want to see how much money they don't have.
Okay, so they haven't done that much as I thought. So their goal is $400,000, and they've made, as you can see on the screen if you're watching the video version, $277,000. They've had nearly 6,000 backers. I've backed it, but they've still got 25 days to go. Of course, more money than their goal would help them out and make it a better game, but I'm sure they'll do a great job of it anyway, because loads of people want it, and it's nice that they're doing something new. Because, of course, what they've done in the recent years is director's cuts of Broken Sword 1 and 2. So, it's just nice to have something quite different.
Yeah, like Lemmings!
Yeah. So, yeah, the minimum you can pledge is $15, which gets you a digital copy of the game. Or you can go up to, I think, $10,000 is the most expensive one. Which gets you, like, a lot of stuff. However, none of the pledges get you a signed copy of the game. You get signed copies of everything else, but not the game, which is a bit weird. I think it's from $50 or $100 you can get... You can get a boxed copy of the game. But any before whatever one it is, you only get a digital copy. I think there's... Is there a soundtrack in one bit? There's lots of merchandise, t-shirts, hoodies, although they're in the higher bracket. I think there's an Art of Broken Sword book, design documents, drawings, loads and loads and loads of stuff. Oh, and like from the, I think after the second pledge, you pretty much get all of their past games on GOG. And yeah, it's cool. You should back it because it's a good idea. Because it's a new Broken Sword game being made by a good developer. And, because this the original developers. So yeah. I recommend people back it. I have backed it, and you should back it too.
Darn. Why is sound not working in this?
I don't know.
Without the sound, it's not fun.
Without the sound, it's not Lemmings. You could just sing along, couldn't you? You've played it more than enough to know what it should sound like. So tiny. Next up, Sleeping Dogs.
Well, that's so people can watch it.
I know. Sleeping Dogs came out last week. Is it last week now? Has it been out over a week now? Actually, no, it's been out over a week. It's been out 2 weeks. Came out, and you can download a demo now on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. I think Windows is via Steam. I imagine...
That's weird. MIDI synth, the volume's up on it.
Can I read my thing?
No, I'm trying to work out why the music ain't working.
Please.
What, Sleeping Dogs?
Yeah, I was just Sleeping Dogs. I was just seeing if it's, I've got to be a Steam. Yeah, Steam. And it's, of course, a set bit that you can play the demo, but then if you like it, you can, of course, go out and buy the game. Borderlands 2 news... although this is slightly unfair if you ask me. So 2K have announced that they're doing a pre-order bonus for indie game stores that stock new games, which of course there aren't, well, there are some of them, but you have to live in an area that has one. So their pre-order bonus is they've got Borderlands 2 Top Trumps made by the Top Trumps people. These are limited to 5,000, and they'll be distributed across the UK, and if you go to your local indie store, you can see if they're stocking the cards. Borderlands 2 is out September 21st. Annoyingly, of course, it means if you're spending, it's like £100 or whatever, on the Ultimate Loot Edition from game, it means you won't get to have these cards, even though you're spending lots of money and giving them lots of money towards the game.
I'm concerned about Sonic.
Yeah?
Yeah, this... This hasn't seemed to have moved for about 20 minutes.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Don't tell me we've got to
Maybe this is why my sound stuff's all messing up. Because the sounds is gradually dying on my computer. We won't have to do it again because I'm just extract the audio out of the live stream.
Okay.
But it means it'll be lower quality.
Were they... so yeah, if you have a local indie game store that stocks brand new titles,
that doesn't really get
you ever. Don't really get that many indie stores that stock new, but you do get a few. So if you have one nearby, you can pop in and ask them if they're going to be stocking the Borderlands 2 Top Trumps cards for when the game is released / for pre-order.
Is Baxter and Charlotte arguing?
No, Charlotte's saying that she might be able to get the Top Trumps. And that's all the news?
That is not all for the news, because now we have my things to talk about.
Okay.
So, since everyone's obviously paying attention to the MechWarrior Online stuff, I thought I'd do a shout-out to two new videos they've uploaded recently.
Yeah.
One of them's a video for the Hunchback, a 50-ton mech, yeah, bruv? And the other one is the new video for a city called River City, which is a city based on a river, hence the title, River City. So yeah, check those out on mwomerk.com. And hopefully it'll be in like open beta soon. Because it's
isn't it supposed to come out
good,
soon?
Man. Well, they said open beta in the summer. So...
it's nearly gone.
So, guys... when it actually launches and stuff...
That's what I mean.
You know,
isn't it supposed to launch like this year or is that next year?
Apparently, River City is a Scottish soap, according to the chat room.
Soap or soap opera?
Soap.
Hand soap.
It's time for Name That Game. Yeah, right. So last week, everyone would have heard this. Yeah. No one guessed correctly. The answer was Cursed Mountain.
You said that came out on PC?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's PC and Wii. Look it up. I don't care.
When
whatever.
When did it come out on PC? Have any ever seen it on Wii? Did it actually come out of retail?
Did I say it's retail? I just said it's out on PC.
Okay, I didn't know that was on PC.
Right, this week we've got something a bit different. It's this. I expect some people will get this.
Come on.
Come on what?
Clues.
No.
Yes. You can't just play something and not give any kind of clues at all.
The main platform this was on was PC.
Is that an adventure game? Point and clicky?
No.
Is it out?
Yeah, it came out in 2005? 2006 maybe? One of those years. Come on. Come on, man.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Chat room, anyone? No, it's not Banjo-Kazooie. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, and the sound effects as well.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, if anyone thinks they know what it is, feedback at GamerCast.net. And leave a guess. And maybe... you would get GZ if you are right.
New releases this week.
Right, so there's 5 games coming out this week, which we know of. First I'm going to talk about is American football. Therefore, we will not talk about it.
Yes, it's about an NFL 13. It's coming out on PS3 and 360. No Wii release this time around. Well, I don't know if the last one actually came out on Wii anyway. 361 has Kinect support. It uses their new, what is it called, Infinity Engine? Is it Infinity? I don't know. My things are lower down, of course, with the thingamajigs. Is the engine that they stole to put in FIFA, or it's that the one is for FIFA? Infinity Engine, I was right. It's also got weird stuff like a simulated Twitter feed of fake tweets for your footballers. So yeah, that's coming out. Then next up we've got Tales of Graces F, which is a PlayStation 3 exclusive. This is being released by Namco Bandai Games, and they're doing a day one PlayStation special edition, which has the game, the soundtrack, behind the scenes videos, a hardbound art back book, a nice art book, a folded box for it to come in, and some special DLC that has some costumes that are styled off from Tales of Destiny 2 and a custom PS3 theme.
Art back book.
Yeah.
We've also got Persona 4.
Arena. So Persona 4 Arena is a fighting game being made by Arc System Works and Atlus together. It's coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, 2D, like BlazBlue, with complex combos and stuff. We're using the Persona characters. Then we've also got Agarest Generations of War 2. This got delayed a few times by Ghostlight. This is a JRPG style game. I think it's more turn based strategy there, I'm not entirely sure. This is a PlayStation 3 exclusive. PlayStation is the only version you can buy, I believe, which includes a 52-page hardback art book, 6 collectible art cards, A3 poster, and the blue. Well, the game has a reversible inlay, and it all comes in like a special slipcase because it's only like an art book and some extra little bits, so they'll be just in a bit thicker box.
Last up is the Worms Collection, which has all the crappy Worms games.
Worms? First one's good. Got Worms, Worms to Armageddon, Worms Ultimate
Mayhem.
Did
they do a Worms 3D?
Yeah. And so it's got 6 DRC packs, which I imagine are for Worms Ultimate Mayhem.
R4? Stop pirating games, Catherine.
And Paul hates Worms.
Yeah, Red Tanks, Green Hills, and Water. And the funny thing with that game is, a guy posted on some forums asking if anyone had a copy of it. That guy was the developer of the game. He's like, I've lost my game I made. Does anyone have a copy?
And this, I believe, is only coming out on 360 at the moment, or is coming out only on Friday on 360.
Anyway, let's just play the music and get out of here, since I'm going to have some work to do if I want to clean this up. But I don't have the time to do it, because unfortunately I've got staff meeting and stuff tomorrow, so there's no time to do this episode. Yeah. Do something.
What?
You wave normally and say bye to everyone. Yeah.
I'm too stressed. How's that? I made a noise.
Well, why don't you save things on your computer? Save things to the disk.
I do save things.
To the disk!